Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. I'm your host, Ray Reynolds. I'm glad you're tuning in today. I really appreciate you listening. I hope that this podcast encourages you, challenges you, inspires you, and maybe even jumpstarts your day a little bit. That's the whole purpose of this jumpstart. A little brief podcast to maybe jumpstart your day and get it going in the right direction. Hey, I want to talk to you about a psalm that blew my mind. When I read it, the words leapt off the page. I mean, it was unbelievable. It was like I was reading from the newspaper almost. It's Psalm 115. And when I read it, I was thinking about what we're seeing going on in the world today. I was thinking about a lot of my friends. I was thinking about a lot of my business associates. I was thinking about politics and our nation and the world in general. And I was also thinking about heaven and hell. Psalm 115. I hope it inspires you like it inspired me. God, glorify your name. Yes, your name alone be glorified, not ours. For you alone are the one who loves us passionately, and you are faithful and true. I just want to talk about that paragraph alone. God, glorify your name. Yes, your name alone is to be glorified, not ours. We live in a world where everybody wants to glorify themselves. We live in this selfie, self-centered world. And the only name really that we should be glorifying is Jesus. We should be lifting up the name of Jesus. Let's continue. Why should the unbelievers mock us, saying, "Where is this God of yours?" But we know God rules from the heavens, and he takes delight in all that he does. How many of you are getting mocked when you bring up the name of Jesus today? I know that when I bring up the name of Jesus, people love to make jokes and mock me for my faith. We're seeing that more than ever. Let's continue. In that vein, let's continue. The unbelievers worship what they make, their wealth and their work. They idolize what they own and what they make with their hands. But their things can't talk to them or answer their prayers. Their possessions will never satisfy. Their futile faith in dead idols and dead works can never bring life or meaning to their souls. Blind men can only create blind things. Those deaf to God can only make a deaf image. Dead men can only create idols. Dead idols. And everyone who trusts in these powerless dead things will be just like what they worship, powerless and dead. Boy, do we see this in the world today. And we watched idol after idol after idol collapse when the pandemic hit. We were given a front seat to all of these things that we worship and adore come crashing down. Unbelievers worship what they make. And unfortunately, even some Christians are getting into this. They worship their wealth and their work. They idolize what they own and what they make with their hands. But those things, guess what? They can't talk to them or answer their prayers. Their possessions, they're never going to satisfy. Their futile faith in dead idols and dead works can never bring life or meaning to their souls. Dead men only create dead idols. And I love this part of this. Everyone who trusts in these powerless dead things will be just like what they worship, powerless and dead. Oh, they may have power on this earth. They may be powerful men and women. But guess what? When their heart stops beating and they take their final breath, they will be powerless and in need of a savior. Let's continue in that vein. So let's trust in the Lord. All his people, for he is the only true hero, the wraparound God who is our shield. You, his priests, trust the Lord, for he is the only true hero. God wrap around us as our shield. Yes, all his lovers who bow before him, trust in the Lord, for he is our only true hero. God wrapped around us as our shield. The Lord will never forget us in our time of need. He will bless us indeed. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron, his priest. Yes, he will bless his devoted lovers who bow before him, no matter who they are. Let's talk about that for a minute. Trust the Lord. No matter what you see in front of you, trust the Lord. He's the hero we should be worshiping, not these celebrities and athletes and self-help gurus. He's our shield and our protector. He's our provider. Yes, these verses say he is our only true hero. He's our shield. He's our only true hero. The world today has so many different heroes. And those heroes are empty and shallow if Jesus isn't the foundation of their lives. Jesus is our hero. And when I read, the Lord will never forget us in our time of need. He will bless us indeed. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron, his priests. Yes, he will bless his devoted lovers who bow before him, no matter who they are. The key is bowing before the Lord. The key is humility. The key is surrender. The key is not living your life for yourself. The key is living your life for Jesus. Let's continue in that vein. God himself will fill you with more. Blessings upon blessings will be heaped upon you and upon your children from the maker of heaven and earth, the very God who made you. The heavens belong to our God. They are his alone. But he has given us the earth and put us in charge. And look what we're doing. We ask ourselves all the time. I hear Christians say all the time, where's God? Where was God during 9/11? Where was God during that tsunami? Where was God during this pandemic? Where was God during all these different tragedies? But it says right here, the heavens belong to our God. They are his alone, but he has given us the earth and put us in charge. And guess what? We've messed it up. I love the part of this of these verses where it says, God himself will fill you with more. Blessings upon blessings will be heaped upon you and upon your children from the maker of heaven and earth. There's another passage in the Bible that says every good and perfect gift is from God above. Every good and perfect thing is from God. Every good and perfect thing is from God in heaven. I love Psalm 115. I'm not even through yet. Dead people cannot praise the Lord, but we can. Those who sink to the silence of the grave can no longer give glory to God, but we can. So let's praise the Lord and let it go on forever. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And that's the end of Psalm 115. And as I read this, I was so inspired. I was so encouraged. And yet at the same time, I was so discouraged because I have so many friends who worship things, who worship money, who worship sex and drugs and the world, and they're empty inside. Like the verse says, the unbelievers worship what they make, their wealth and their work. So many people are so busy with work that they don't even have time to live. They're so busy doing, they never get a chance to be. And they idolize what they own and what they make with their hands. Those things, they don't answer your prayers and they never bring fulfillment. And we see it day in and day out. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling a heaviness when I think about our country and when I look at what's going on. When I think about our country and I see the world, the country is pushing God further and further out. But guess what? God will not be mocked. He will not be ridiculed. It will not stay this way forever. Because how many of you know that Jesus is coming back? It's sad because unbelievers and many Christians, their futile faith is in dead idols and those dead works, and those things can never satisfy or bring meaning to life. And yet they keep doing it. They keep doing it. For some, church has even become something that they worship. They've gotten their priorities all messed up. We've got to have the right priority. We have to have our priorities set straight. Dead men can only create dead idols. And everyone who trusts in these powerless dead things will be just like what they worship, powerless and dead. And like I said before, we see a lot of powerful people here on the earth, but inside they're powerless and dead. And unfortunately, when they take their last breath and have to stand before a holy God, they will be powerless as well. Because the Bible also says every single knee will bow and tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Dive in, go deeper with God. Not ask and it will be given. Knock and the door shall be opened. Seek and ye shall find. I promise you, if you dive in, you will find God. Go deeper with him if you've already found him. Go deeper in the word. Go deeper in prayer. Go deeper in fasting. Go deeper with God. Spend quality time with him. Let's be alive in Christ. Let's let the world see who Jesus is through our actions and what we say and what we do. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight.